The title for my message tonight is Shut the Door. I know sometimes the sound booth wonders what the title for my message should be. Well, tonight you have it, Mr. Lang. So, Shut the Door. And it's not, this one's for Nathan and Laura, not shut the door because Peter's sleeping. You know, we make a lot of noise sometimes down in the downstairs, and where Peter has to sleep, that noise can travel up pretty easily. You know, or maybe it's, how many times have I told you to shut the door? You're letting all the mosquitoes in. Or shut the door. Maybe it's the middle of the winter. You're letting all the heat out. Or, you know, shut the door. Do you own stock in the electric company? You know, it's 85 degrees outside and we have the air conditioning on. Normally at night, you're going to make sure that your front door is shut. I don't think most of you would just leave your front door wide open at night. If you come home after vacation and find your door open, you would probably start to wonder if something was wrong or worry about what could have gone wrong while you were gone. Doors can signal privacy. You know, when somebody has a meeting behind closed doors, it is a secret or a private meeting. And we understand the importance of physical doors to provide personal privacy. But even more important are the doors that provide spiritual privacy. Shutting the door is not just a good idea or merely a nice option, but is a command that is given by our Lord. Shutting the door. When's the last time that you shut the door? If you're going to shut the door, well, that means you have to be doing something that requires the door to be shut. If you could take your Bibles, please, and turn to Matthew chapter 6. And if you remember Sunday morning's message, Pastor hit on this subject some on one of his points in his message. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Shutting the door. One thing about shutting the door is that it shows our motivation. It shows our motivation. Who are we living for? Are we living for the approval of men, or are we living for the approval of God? It says here in verse number 2, it says that they may have, the middle of the verse or near the end, that they may have the glory of men. It says in verse number 5, near the end, it says that they may be seen of men. Where is our motivation this evening? Shutting the door or not shutting the door can show where our motivation is for spiritual acts. Is it, what is this person going to think? Or is it, what does God think about what I am doing? You know, sometimes when we focus on what does this person think, you know, it can make us uptight. You know, maybe it's you have company coming over. You've probably been in that situation where there's a pinch, and maybe some certain relative is coming over, and that relative is very, you know, extremely maybe punctual, and you know that you're running late. And so everything gets really uptight as you're trying to get those last minute details all put together. You know, and who are you at that point getting everything, I'm not saying you shouldn't be on time, but at that point, who are you really focused on? Well, you're focused on the opinion of that individual. You know, and maybe you're willing to do, you know, whatever sin that you might do at that point to try to make sure that everything's ready for this individual, because you're focused merely on the opinion of that individual when they walk through the door. You know, think of the Pharisees. Did the Pharisees ever get, or the Jewish people ever get uptight? Well, they got so uptight that what did they want to do to Christ? They wanted to kill him. They wanted to get rid of him. What can living for the approval of men do? Well, it can limit our actions. Why? Because man can only see in the present. You know, men can only see when they, so to speak, walk through the door. You know, but Jeremiah 23 and verse 24 states, you know, can any hide himself in secret places that I cannot see him? God sees everything, every single action that we do. You know, many times it's easy to limit what we do, the wrong things that we do, when people are around. But you know, it really shouldn't be that way, because God sees everything that we do. Shutting the door, it shows our motivation. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. What are you motivated by? Are you merely motivated by the eyes of men, or are you motivated by the ever-present eyes of God? You know, shutting the door can show our motivation. You know, and if we don't have the right motivation in our lives, it can easily bring discouragement. Think of Abraham. He put his faith and his trust in God. He trusted God, who was faithful, recognizing that God was able to perform what he had promised. You know, if we're merely living for the approval of men, someone can say something to us and we can what? We can get discouraged, because we're living for their approval. But when we're living in the sight of God, when we are motivated by the fact that God sees everything that we do, you know, God is not, you know, unfaithful to forget our work of righteousness that we have done. I didn't say the verse exactly, but God sees it all. And if we can easily get discouraged because we're motivated not by what God sees, not by what God thinks, but by what man thinks. You know, and somebody can misunderstand what we've done. Somebody can not see everything that we've done. And they'll say something, and we'll get all bent out of shape. Or we'll get discouraged and say, oh, it's not even worth it. Why? Because we're living for the approval of men. You know, maybe something happened at VBS this week. And maybe somebody said something, and you had been trying your best. You had been doing all this work, and somebody said something. And you got, boy, then you went home with a bad attitude. Well, who are you living for? The approval of men or the approval of God? How easily are you discouraged? Shutting the door, it shows our motivation. What are you motivated by? Shut the door. If you don't shut the door, your reward is going to be limited. It says in verse number 2, Christ said, "Verily I say," at the very end of the verse, "verily I say unto you, they have their reward." The end of verse 5, those that are praying to be seen of men, "verily I say unto you, they have their reward." You know, what kind of a reward do you want this evening? Do you want a temporal reward? You know, there's some rewards that are being given out in VBS. You can open up the box. And, you know, how long are those rewards going to last? You know, a 2 liter of Mountain Dew. Especially after the ladies' session that they had downstairs today. you know, they're temporal. And the praise of men, what is it? It's a temporal reward. In 1 Corinthians 3, it talks about gold, silver, and precious stone. It talks about wood, hay, and stubble. Now, really, what's the praise of men? When we're motivated by men, we're living for wood, hay, and stubble. Things that are just don't last. They're going to very quickly pass away. Where is our motivation tonight? Why do we need to shut the door? We need to shut the door so that we can have eternal reward rather than the temporal approval of man. In 2 Chronicles 24, Joash's ministry took a downturn when Jehoiada died. And what was one of the problems that confronted Joash in his ministry when Jehoiada died? Well, Jehoiada began living, lived for the approval of men. I'd like to turn there quickly in 2 Chronicles chapter 24. And you know, maybe it was something that started beforehand. Maybe Jehoiada had really not grabbed a hold of the truth of really living for God no matter what beforehand. But we find after Joash died, it says in verse number 17, "Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah and made obeisance to the king. Then the king hearkened unto them. And they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers and served groves and idols. And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for this their trespass." You know, think of Joash. You know, how much more could he have could his ministry have affected Israel in a positive direction? You know, right now, as he thinks back on his life, don't you think he wishes that he would have made a different decision? To live for the approval of God rather than the princes of Judah. You know, tonight, what kind of decisions are you making merely because you are living for the approval of men? Now, thankfully, in this church, you have a lot of people around you that living for their approval is going to help you to make right decisions. But the problem is, what's going to happen when you get away from those people? And here, Joash, he got away from Jehoiada to die. And now what did he do? Instead of being firmly committed to living for God's approval, he lived for the approval of men. Wonder tonight, young person, what's going to happen? What happens when your parents not around? You know, how do you work when your parents not watching over you? What happens during vacation Bible school if you, now hopefully it doesn't happen that you're outside maybe the sight of your teachers, but what happens when something when you're not right under somebody? Whose approval are you living for? You know, what's one of the big problems in our country is that we've lost that control, so to speak, that control by God in people's lives. And so now why do we have to spend so much money on you know, police forces and all these different things? Well, because people aren't under God's rule. Who are you? Whose approval are you living for? It will limit our reward when we are living for the approval of men. You know, there may not be as many accolades, but God sees what you're doing. And it does say, you know, in the immediate, there may not be as many accolades, but in the long run, there will be much more. In verse 6, it says, "And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." But what's another reason that we should shut the door? Well, I believe that if we do not shut the door, thirdly, it will hinder our faith. Instead of looking to the one that can't be seen, we are basing our actions on men who can be seen. In John chapter 5 and verse number 44, as the Lord Jesus Christ speaks to the Jews, he says, "How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?" Whose honor are you living for tonight? You know, why is it that you're struggling to have that faith? Whose approval are you living for? Why was it so hard for them to accept Christ? Well, they were living for the honor that came from man rather than the honor that came from God alone. It hinders our faith. You know, tonight, do you need to shut the door? Does there need to be that time spent with God alone? Not so that you can have a public proclamation of, "Look who I am. Look what I've done." But so that you can watch what God will do. You know, sometimes we, you know, in America, we like privacy. Unfortunately, sometimes spiritually we want privacy because we don't want to expose our lack of spirituality. You know, many times the reason we want spiritual privacy is because we don't want to expose our lack of spirituality. Well, that's not what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about spiritual privacy that is not turning the attention on ourselves, but we're seeking to turn the attention on God. Now, if we're going to shut the door, what does it require? Well, it requires us to be doing things that would cause those doors to need to be shut. You know, if you're not spending time in prayer, what reason do you have to shut the door? If you're not seeking to give yourself to serve God, what reason are you going to have to shut the door? And so if we're going to shut the door, it's going to require actions that cause the doors to be shut. You know, why do we shut doors? Well, things are happening that we need to shut the doors for. And tonight, spiritually, if the doors are going to be shut, well, that requires that we've got to do something about it. We've got to do something that are going to require those doors to be shut. You know, we're going to have prayer tonight. But what's going to happen when we go home? What's going to happen when we wake up tomorrow morning? Are we going to shut the doors? You know, can we spend and give big, long prayers in public, but we can't pray to the Lord in private? God wants us to shut the door. He wants us to privately commune with Him. And this evening, are you going to shut the door Who are you living for tonight? What are you motivated by? Are you really motivated by the glory of God? That his name would be uplifted? It doesn't matter if you get any accolades or not. It doesn't matter if anyone sees what you've done. It matters solely that God receives the glory. You know, that's hard to do. Because that just kind of goes against our human nature. Our human nature is naturally that, boy, we want people to think highly of us. We want people to think great of us. And I mean, we want to have a good name, a good testimony. But what are we willing to do when people are looking, as opposed to what are we willing to do when people aren't looking? You know, do we easily get bent out of shape when somebody corrects us about something because they haven't seen, you know, all the good things that we've done? Who are we living for tonight? Are we living for God's glory alone? Or are we like the Pharisees, seeking to announce all the good things that we've done? And we're limiting the eternal reward that God has for those that will faithfully serve Him. This evening, I encourage you to shut the door and live solely for what God would want you to do. Live solely for His glory. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we realize tonight that it's so easy for us to live for the approval of men. And it's so many times it's easy for us to do things when people are watching. But Lord, when we are around those that are familiar with us, or when we're by ourselves, we don't have the same motivation. And Lord, how wrong that is. When it doesn't matter where we are or what we are doing, Lord, You see everything. And Lord, it's a truth that we know, but it's a truth many times that we do not put in practice. Lord, I pray tonight that we would realize that You have commanded us to shut the door. Lord, that You want us to get alone and to spend time in communication with You. And Lord, I pray tonight that You would work in our hearts, that we would be motivated Lord, not by what we see, but Lord, that we would be motivated by faith in the One who we can't see, but we know can see everything that we are doing. Lord, You are such a great God and deserve all the glory and honor and praise. And Lord, how sinful it is when we seek to bring that praise upon ourselves instead of directing it to You. And Lord, we pray even as we have this Vacation Bible School this week, Lord, that You would receive the glory and honor for all that You've done. And Lord, that You would help us to spend that time with You behind closed doors, Lord, and that You would receive the glory for it. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.